Carlos Gutierrez is the chairman, president, and CEO of Kellogg. He was at yesterday's meeting with President-elect Bush. Mr. Gutierrez is back in Battle Creek today. Mr. Gutierrez, Mr. Bush seemed fairly pessimistic about the economy, talking as if we were pretty badly off and in need of being rescued. Is that your view as well?
Well, you know, at the meeting yesterday, there were about 30 or 35 CEOs from different industries. And there was quite a bit of consensus that everyone is feeling a slowdown in the fourth quarter. Everyone is feeling orders being a little bit lower than the third quarter. They're feeling retail sales coming in slower than they had expected. So I think there was a feeling in the room that something needed to be done. And I think that there are enough signs out there to suggest that if we don't do something now, that it could get worse.
Do you have any concerns about negative signals being sent by the man who is about to be president about the economy? I mean, when things get at to sort of sensitive moments, do you think that kind of thing can swing something one way or the other?
It's a good question, and he talked about it yesterday very candidly, very openly, and he was very clear that he didn't want to be an alarmist and make things out worse than they really are. So he's being very careful with his words, but he's also a realist, and he also thinks like a chief executive. And I think one of his principles is, you know, see reality as it is and address it.
Did you and your colleagues around that table support Mr. Bush in his belief that a large tax cut is needed to pep up the economy?
Yes, I would say by and large, there was also consensus in the room that the tax cut is a good idea.
Mr. Gutierrez, how's Kellogg done over the last 8 years under the Clinton administration?
We've had mixed, and I don't think the last 8 years have been our years of glory by any means. It's been a very difficult decade for the food industry at large. You know, food is growing pretty much at the rate of population, especially in a highly developed market as the U.S. So it's been a difficult industry, and it's been a very tough industry to work in at a time when other industries have been growing a lot faster and a lot of investors' money has been going into high-tech.
Sort of in another direction from your kind of company.
That's right.
Do you think that things will go better with the new administration? Are there things that you hope the Bush administration will do differently with companies like yours in mind?
Well, you know, I believe that we do still have a highly regulated environment. In order to export, there is a lot of procedure that has to be followed. Business is still very regulated. Our antitrust laws are probably a bit tougher on business and on certain sectors in other countries. So to the extent that President Bush's administration will open up the field a little bit more and have fewer restrictions for business, I think that will be wonderful for the economy.
Mr. Gutierrez, as I'm sure you know, Mr. Clinton also held an economic summit during his transition period. His was a little bit different in that he had business and financial leaders, but also academics and representatives of all kinds of groups that are affected by economic change. But those meetings were open. In fact, we broadcast them. Would we all have benefited from hearing what went on in your meeting?
I think so. I think it would have been interesting for everyone. And I believe that what the president-elect wanted was not so much something that would favor form over substance. I think he wanted to hear what was troubling people. I think he wanted people to be as candid as they needed to be. And what he gave up for that was, you know, a few moments in the public light. But my sense was that he did it for the comfort of the attendees.
And what do you think he heard that he would not otherwise have heard?
Well, maybe some people wouldn't have spoken up as much about how their own business is doing. You know, there were some very candid comments about December sales and about fourth quarter volume. and about projections for the first quarter that I don't believe people would have been as willing to talk about that, their own personal industries and their business, had there been a camera in there.
What's your view of where the economy is headed now?
Well, I sense as well a bit of a slowdown, but you know, there's a very common sense rule about this, and that is that every party eventually has to be over, and people have to go home, and we've had one incredible party for a long, long time, and unless the economic strategy changes, unless something new is introduced, I think eventually the party will have to be over.
Mr. Gutierrez, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Carlos Gutierrez is the president, chairman, and CEO of Kellogg. We reached him at his office in Battle Creek, Michigan.